Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you heard it in Jim's update. Steelers not going to offer a long-term deal. They didn't. 4 p.m. yesterday, the deadline with Bud Dupree. $15.82 mil is what he's going to make this year. Not a bad chunk of change to play some linebacker. But it doesn't look like a long-term deal will be in the plans after this tag year. I think that it's a one-shot deal. This is Bud Swansong in Pittsburgh. And Chris, for me, there's a couple things now on the table. One, you better enjoy it. And two, the cultivation of talent. That's the key part of it, is the cultivation of talent. Get what you can out of Bud Dupree. Make sure that the relationship doesn't sour. But there has to start to be a who is the next guy. Now you can line it up where you could pay TJ Watt. But who is that next guy? And I think that there are three guys you could look at. But how you work them in right now is really, really interesting in how you're going to gear them up to potentially be starters in 2021 and the facilitation of that. In a way, it's got to kind of start right now.
Oh, and for one, at least one, if not two of the, of those three guys, it should have started last year and should give them a bit of an advantage over Alex Highsmith. Highsmith's the draft pick who should be one of those guys. But when you're a rookie this year, and this year in particular, I don't know how much you're going to be able to catch up. You could do all the Zoom sessions with your coaching staff that you want. We don't know what training camp's going to look like. We don't know what practices are going to look like once they get started. And we don't know, even in a regular season, how much a rookie can play catch-up behind two guys. Granted, one of them's a practice squad guy and two's our skipper, and the other guy's Ola Adeniyi, who's had some special teams experience and some regular snaps on defense. Those two guys should have somewhat of an advantage over Highsmith, but those are your options right now, I would think. Those are the three guys behind Bud, who one of them, at least one of them, better show some sort of growth this year towards the ability to be a starter on the other side from TJ Watt a year from now when Bud is gone.
Yeah, training camp champion Ola Adeniyi's 22. Everybody thinks that he's following the same path as James Harrison. Tuzar skipper is 25. And then Highsmith, Alex Highsmith, is 22 and was just drafted. He's the guy that you circle. He's the guy that you look at, I think. Ola's who he is. Skipper is who he is. If Skipper was so good, he would have latched on the other couple times he had opportunities with teams. And he's just kind of, I think, hanging on by a thread to his NFL career. But Highsmith is who you circle right now for me. Bud Dupree and TJ Watt, when this season goes off, if it goes off, and man, I hope it happens, I think that they're pegged to have pretty good seasons. Obviously, Bud is going to probably go and sign somewhere else. If I'm Highsmith, what happened at 4:01 yesterday afternoon is I said to myself, this organization not only drafted me, but this organization is going to more than likely have a lot of trust in me if I can put myself in good positions to, and this guy hasn't even really gone through a formal practice with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
But this organization has put a lot of trust in me to be the man moving forward. If I can progress the way that I'm projected to progress, the guy that should be about happiest in this organization at 4:01 p.m. yesterday is Highsmith. If he can do those things, if he can do the things that we heard after the draft, if we can do the things that his college coach told us, that all the Steelers coaches said, that Mike Tomlin said, he is in prime real estate and in a position with the Pittsburgh Steelers, opposite of TJ Watt, who should make his life a lot easier, to be a star. There's no reason why. There's no reason why. If Alex Highsmith is billed to us and he can play anywhere up to that billing, why it's not on a table for him for at least 5 years ahead of us.
Well, we'll get to see if how much athletic ability can carry you through, especially in a defense that we've heard how many guys say before is difficult to pick up at times. It's complex. You have guys who sometimes – Minkah Fitzpatrick is a great example, although incredibly athletic and talented and gifted, who just kind of played on instinct last year. Alex Highsmith may have to, when he gets an opportunity, again, because of the lack of development opportunities, no rookie minicamp, no OTAs, who knows what training camp's going to look like again and what practices are going to look like. So it may be for him simply, okay, when I get an opportunity to hit the field, understand what I have to do on the play, but simply just ball out on each play. And if I know I've got to be in coverage on this one, then do everything I can. If I've got an opportunity to rush the quarterback, pin my ears back, and go after the quarterback, it's going to be using the athletic ability.
For him, as the ultimate redshirt year. It's a great redshirt year. If he has to play, he gets pushed into service, and so be it. But Bud plays on one side, TJ Watt plays on the other side. Albeit it's a different position, he learns a little bit from Devin Bush and another young guy that he's in that linebacker group with, even though he's an inside guy, that he can kind of pal around with, that he's pretty close in age with, that I like a lot. He gets to learn under and with who's becoming one of the best in the game, and that's TJ Watt. When you look at it and you chart it out and you really look at all the things with the arrows pointing up and the arrows pointing down, Alex Highsmith has so many arrows pointing up right now that all he's got to do is live up to what they said he is, and he's got a road paved for him, man.
Yeah, it's you're right. It's a redshirt opportunity in effect, but I'll be curious to see. Because the other guys, and again, I'm with Tuzar Skipper. You can tell me he's the next James Harrison all you want. He's a training camp hero right now until you see more preseason hero. And Ola, I think maybe something's in there, but they've got a little bit of experience in the system maybe that Alex Highsmith doesn't have yet. Is he just athletically gifted that much more than either one of those two that he can just walk in and make an impact on the field from day one?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.